नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 1, text number 20. Tatra Kalva Tanatam Devi Deva Devam Vrikshakapi Purusham Purusa Suktena Upasate Samahita Tatra Garbha Jagannatham Deva Devam Vrikshakapi Purusham Purusa Suktena Upataste Samahitaha. Word for word. Tatra, there, on the shore of the ocean of milk. Garbha, after going. Jagannatham. Unto the master of the entire universe. Supreme Being. Deva Devam. Supreme God of all gods. Vrikshakapim. The Supreme Person. Vishnu. Who provides everyone and diminishes everyone's suffering. Who provides for everyone and diminishes everyone's suffering. Purusham, the Supreme Person. Purusha, Suktena, with the Vedic mantra known as Purusha Sukta. Upasate, worshipped. Samahitaha, with full attention. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After reaching this shore of the ocean of milk, the demigods worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Master of the whole universe. Supreme God of gods, who provides for everyone and diminishes everyone's suffering. With great attention, they worship Lord Vishnu, who lies on the ocean of milk, by reciting the Vedic mantra known as Purusha Sukta. So in this verse we have Lord Vishnu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme God of Gods, and we have again Lord Vishnu, so quoted at least three times. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Demigods such as Lord Brahma. Can everybody hear it properly? Is it clear? It's clear? The demigods such as Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, King Indra, Chandra, and Surya, all subordinates to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aside from the demigods, even in human society, there are many influential personalities supervising various businesses or establishments. Lord Vishnu, however, is the God of gods, Parameshwar. He is Param Purusha, Paramatma. He is Parameshwar. He is Param Purusha, the Supreme Being, Paramatma, as is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Krishna is known as Govinda. He is the Supreme Controller. He is an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. No one is equal to or greater than Him. Greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore it's described here by many words. Jagannath, Deva, Deva. Prishakapi, Purusha. The supremacy of Lord Vishnu is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.12, and this statement by Arjuna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam, Maram, Purusham, Shastatam, Divyam, Adi Deva, Ajam, Vibhu. You are the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode, the purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. You are the primeval God, transcendental original. You are the unborn, all-pervading beauty. Krishna is Adi Purusha, the original personality of Godhead. Govindam Adi Purusha Tamaha Bhajami. Vishnu is the planetary expansion of Lord Krishna, and all the Vishnu Tapas are Parameshwar, Deva Deva. Amaryana Triandasya Janantana Sakaya Sakshulimantaya Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Sarupa Kadamayam Tanti Swati Matantikam Manchakopa Trivyascha Kipa Sindhuve Bacha Panyam Pavnevyo Vaishnevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitsananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Chacha Gatva Jagannatham Deva Deva Vikas Vishakya Kapi Purusham Purusha Suktena Upasate Samahita. After reaching the ocean, the shore of the ocean of milk, the demigods worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the master of the whole universe, the Supreme God of all gods, provides for everyone, diminishes everyone's suffering. With great attention, they worship Lord Vishnu, who lies on the ocean of milk, by reciting the Vedic mantra known as Purusha Sukta. So here it says, Jagatam, Tatra Gatva Jagatam, means unto the Master of the entire universe. Jagannath Swami, Nayanapathagami, Baba Tume. So we worship Lord Jagannath, Subhadra Baladev. They have kindly come in that form to accept our worship. Unfortunately, Jagannath Puri Temple, they don't allow people with white skin to come inside, although Jagannath is the Lord of the universe. So they discriminate. Even in Lord Chaitanya's time, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they would not go in the temple because they felt themselves unqualified. Sanatana Goswami was called by Lord Chaitanya to come for lunch, but he decided that he had two paths to take. He could take the path in front of the temple, or he can take the path on the beach, which was blazing with hot, blazing under the blazing hot sun. So he took the path on the beach, blazing hot sun, blazing hot sand, and because he didn't want to go in front of the temple for fear the pujaris would to have touch him and he didn't contaminate them. So he took the wrong path and he burned his feet, and he rushed to see Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya saw him, he asked him, "Which path did you take?" He said, "I took the path on the beach." "Oh," he said, "why did you do that? Didn't you know you burned your feet?" Lord Sanatana Goswami said, "Well, I didn't feel it. I don't feel any pain." But the point is, it was a social convention, social regulation at that time, and still exists today, that only bona fide Hindus can go in the temple. So you have to be a bona fide Hindu. You have to have black skin. You have to, whatever else you do. If you do all nonsense, it doesn't make any difference. As long as you have black skin, you can speak Hindi, you can go in the temple. If you have white skin and you're following the four regulated principles and chanting 16 rounds, you can't go in the temple. Because the Supreme Lord, he's there for everyone. Not just Hindus. This is not a Hindu society. This is a Vaishnava society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, another word in this verse is Parameshwaram. I refer to Deva Deva. He's the Supreme God of all gods. Then with great attention, they worship Lord Vishnu, and who lies on the ocean of milk, reciting the Vedic mantra known as Purusha Shukta. So it says, Paramsuram, Papa quotes in the verse, Paramsuram, Paramameshwaram. The devotee has this name, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, had that name. And it says, if you remember Parameshwaram, then you'll get love of God. So there he is, he's there in person. If you remember his devotee, you'll get love of God. I remember his name. Deva Deva. It says Deva Deva. It's also a devotee named Deva Deva. He's the Supreme God of all gods. So there's no confusion. There's no confusion in our movement about who to worship. One time Brigham Muni went to an assembly of Vaishnavas, of sages. They couldn't understand who should be worshipped first, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. They were confused because sometimes Shiva is called Bhagavan, sometimes Brahma is called Bhagavan. So it's confusing. Sometimes Vishnu is called Bhagavan. It's not a hodgepodge. It's a Hindu hodgepodge. They worship everyone. They have an altar with everyone. Of the father, mother, the Ganesh, sometimes Radha Krishna. They don't know the Siddhanta, the proper philosophy. So the Purusha Shukta they recited the Purusha Shukta. This is a prayer. The pujaris sing, or they sing this Purusha Shukta at auspicious occasions, like Abhishek, and different occasions, to invoke the mercy of the Lord. And the demigods are not equal to Vishnu. People think that you can worship anyone, and it's the same as worshiping Vishnu. When people come to Vrindavan, the first thing they see is a murti of Durga Devi, 40 feet high. So they get the impression that this is okay to worship Durga. But they told Prabhupada, they're worshiping Durga, they're worshiping demigod in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, "Who's this rascal that introduced this nonsense?" Brahman is meant for worshiping Radha Krishna only, not the demigods. Not anybody else. So the demigods, the living entities in the material world, they have 50 qualities. But with mention in Nectar Devotion, I'm not going to read all the 50 qualities. But this is according to the advancement of living energy. The pure devotee, pure soul, can have all 50 qualities. But Lord Krishna possesses five more. There's five more qualities, 50. 51, the Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva have. Changeless, all cognizant, ever fresh, Satchidananda, possessing all mystic power. Krishna also possesses five other qualities which are manifest in the body of Narayan. He has inconceivable potency. Uncountable universes generate from his body. He is the original source of all incarnations and he is the giver of salvation to the enemies he kills. But Krishna has four more qualities. He is the attractor of liberated souls. He is the performer of wonderful varieties of pastimes. He is surrounded by devotees endowed with wonderful love for Godhead. He can attract all living entities all over the world by playing on his flute all over the universe. He has a wonderful excellence of beauty, which cannot be rivaled anywhere in the creation. So the temple here, Radha Bhava Temple, they say Radharani Supreme. But, of course, Krishna's Madan Mohan Mohini, he's the attractor of Krishna, which is Radharani. But we agree with Prabhupada that Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. No one's equal to or greater than him. So less intelligent men worship the demigods. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods. The fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods. But my devotees all may reach my supreme abode. That's in chapter 7, text 23. So, throughout Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, chapter 9, Krishna is rejecting this idea of worshipping demigods. Those who are less intelligent, they worship the demigods. So even in America, though, most of the people don't know about demigods. But in India, it's quite common to go in any shop in Vrindavan and see an altar with the demigods, Ganesh, Shiva, they may have Radha Krishna, but they're not sure. They don't know who to petition, who to worship. So this is why you need a bona fide spiritual master who's in disciplic succession. The Radha Bhava Temple, they're in the Sri Sampradaya. So there's the Sampradaya from Lakshmi, Sampradaya from the four Kumaras, Sampradaya from Lord Brahma, which we're in, Brahma, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, Sampradaya, and the one from the four Kumaras, Brahma, Shiva, and the Goddess of Fortune. Those four Sampradayas. If you're not in the Sampradaya, then anything you do is simply a disturbance. So, other gurus, other Vaishnavas, other devoted people are falsely claiming themselves to be devotees, to be gurus. If they're not in the Sampradaya, then we can't accept them as bona fide. Quite prominent all over the world, many bona fide bogus gurus misleading their disciples. And the result is they are going to hell and they're taking all their disciples to hell with them. So the bona fide spiritual master, he doesn't say, I'm Krishna, Saksara Ritra and Yasamasa Shastri, Tasitava Yata Ivasabi. The spiritual master, he's the representative of Krishna. He's the worshipable guru, worshipable Krishna. Krishna is the worshipper He is the worshiper Krishna, and Krishna is the worshipable Krishna. So the spiritual master, one time Prabhupada was talking to his fledgling disciples before the first initiation. He said, the guru is as good as God. And then he got up and walked out of the room. So the disciples were confused. He told us he's never God. Now he's telling us he's God. Said to Prabhupada, what? We didn't understand. What did you say? So Prabhupada explained it. The guru is worshipping Krishna. He's the worshiper God. And Krishna is the worshipable God. There's a difference. Jivarasarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I can never become God. Sometimes people falsely claim, I become God. The Prabhupada says, we're the kicking God. You're God? Well, we kick you in the head with boot. So, they falsely say that, I'm God, I'm controlling everything. They get a toothache, they run to the dentist. If you're God, why do you have to go to the dentist? Rajneesh said, Ramakrishna said he was they voted, they took a vote and decided Ramakrishna was God. Well, he got cancer and died. So Parameswar is another name for Krishna, the God of all gods. So it's Brahmameti, Paramameti, Bhagavaniti, Subjate. So first, we should understand that Krishna is too Bhagavan Sayam, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchitananda Vigraha, Nandiyadin Govindam, Sarvakar Karnam. The Lord Vishnu is the original creator, Krishna. From Krishna comes Lord Balaram, the second expansion. From Balaram comes the Chaturvyuha, Sankarsan, Pradunya, Aniruddha, Vasudev. From that comes all the Mahavishnu forms in the spiritual world. Then there's a second quadruple expansion. And then the Purusha avatars, the three Mahavishnus, Karna Dakshai Vishnu, Kishir Dakshai Vishnu, and Gabadakshai Vishnu. They come into existence and they are the creators of this material world. Then for Lord Vishnu, a lotus flower expands and Lord Brahma takes birth. So, the Brahma is the original creator in this universe. But sometimes it says Vasudev, Vyasudev, and Sukadev Goswami, they may not know everything. But that means that they can't know the qualities of Krishna in full. Even if Ananta, the snake that holds the universes on his thousand hoods, can't, singing the glories of the Lord, can never come to an end of the glories of Krishna. So, from Lord Brahma, he's sitting on his lotus flower, and he knows that he's supposed to create the universes, but he doesn't know how to do that. And first he wanted to find out what was the source of his existence. So he climbed down the lotus flower to see what was there, but it was dark. He couldn't see anything. So he got back on the lotus flower and sat in meditation, and he heard the word tapa. Tapa means tapasya. So he understood that he should meditate to appease the Lord, to find out how to create everything. So he sat on the lotus flower for 100 years. Then Lord Vishnu was pleased with him. Sometimes it says 1,000 years. But anyway, it was a very long time. And Lord Vishnu was pleased with him. He came to him and he shook his hand. So this... The shaking of hands is not something they do in America. They don't do that so much in India. But that's comes from Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu, Tene Brahma Ridaya Kavaye, he imparted knowledge to Brahma within his heart. And Brahma could understand how to create everything and he recited the Brahma Samhita. So when Lord Chaitanya was in South India, traveling on tour, he toured India for 6 years. He found the Brahma Samhita. And he found two books, Krishna Karnarita and Brahma Samhita. In those days, they didn't have printing presses. They didn't have the facility we have today. But he had them copied, Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnarita. And he felt that those two books were most important about delineating the Vaishnava philosophy. So he brought those two books with him when he went back to Jagannath Puri. So also, Advaitacharya became confused one day when he read a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. It said, everywhere his hands, legs, his eyes, heads, faces, he's his ears, everywhere. In this way the Supreme exists, pervading everything. So Advaitacharya read that verse, couldn't understand it, and decided to fast for that night. So Lord Chaitanya came to him in a dream and said, Acharya, get up and take your meal. I'll explain this verse to you. So this verse and the other verses in the Bhagavad Gita that may be misleading or misunderstood. Namcharena bhaktiyona kena sevate or brahmano hi patistaham or different verses that mention Brahman. This can be misconfusing. But Krishna is the Supreme Brahman. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pravitranam. Arjuna is praying to Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pravitram, Paramamavam, Purusham Shastatam Divyam. Adi Deva Ajam Bihu. You're the Supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the Supreme Abode and Purifier. The Absolute Truth, the Eternal Person, Eternal Divine Person, Brahmabhuta Prasanatma, Nasoshiti Nakanchiti, Samasareshu Mukteshu, Navatim Param. So, to come to the Brahman platform is not indicating that we should become Mayavadis or impersonalists. Brahman, he says, Brahmanohi Pratistaham, that I'm the source of the impersonal Brahman. But this doesn't mean we should stop at the Brahman platform. First we have to purify ourselves and that come to the mode of goodness. Then from the mode of pure goodness we can come to the Brahman platform. Brahmabhuta Prasanatma Nasoshiti Nakanchiti Samasarishu Bhuteshu. No more lamenting, no more hankering, always joyful. How many of us are always joyful? We have so many problems, material body, this, that problem. We've got to go to the doctor, we've got to take medicine. Gokushwar Das Babaji, he was going blind in his old age. They say they want to take him to Calcutta for treatment. He said no. He could say no because he was on the Brahman platform. He was a liberated soul. He wasn't attached to his body. Hum Brahmasmi, we're not this body. We're an eternal spirit soul. The soul doesn't feel pain. The soul doesn't have to eat. The soul doesn't have to sleep. It's because we're glued to this body by the three modes of material nature. Baladev Bhijabhushan says we have to remove that glue. How do we remove that glue? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This Bhagavatam should be heard not for 7 days. Prabhupada defeated that. Bhagavat Saptaha said no. Bhagavatam should be heard nityam, eternally, continuously, because it has the ability to purify the heart. It says it's almost completely purifies the heart by hearing Bhagavatam. Those shouldn't think they don't have to come to Bhagavatam class. It's not important. I got better things to do. Or I can listen to a Prabhupada lecture. That's okay, but you can do that all day long. The Prabhupada wanted the Bhagavatam class. Vaisheshika says, show up. His important instruction to all in his book, he said, his book, Family Business, everyone should show up for the morning program. It's not a question not coming to Bhagavatam class. There was never a question when in the old days, in the 70s, 80s, 60s, 70s, where devotees didn't have anything else to do. If you're a pujari, cook, whatever, you can't come. But otherwise, there was no excuse not to come to Bhagavatam class. Unless you're sick, Prabhupada said, even if you're sick, if you're too sick to go to Mangala Arati, then you should fast that day. So there's no excuse not to come to Bhagavatam class, because Prabhupada wanted it and instituted it. And by hearing Bhagavatam, we get purified. So the Bhagavatam is the 10th canto, 12 cantos, Prabhupada translated, up to 10th canto, 13th chapter. But he says you should read the Bhagavatam systematically, starting with the first chapter, not to jump around. Starting with the first canto, which is the lotus feet of Krishna, up to the neck of Krishna. Then you're ready to hear 10th canto, especially Rasa Lila, all these intimate pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. If you're not ready to hear it, then you'll mistake it, thinking that Krishna's dancing with the gopi. There's a dance between boy and girl, a ballroom dance. Think it's something material. The gopis were lusty for Krishna, but it wasn't material. Their lust was compared to the iron and gold, or the sun and daytime and nighttime. So you have to hear Bhagavatam, hearing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Important that we hear continuously. And some people say Prabhupada's books are too redundant. He doesn't like and some of the Lady God said of Prabhupada's books that it was redundant. Prabhupada says you have to hear. Repetition of something good is good, something useful. If something good, it should be heard over and over again. We have dull brains. We are coming from a Kali Yuga background where we were addicted to all sinful activities. So our heart is contaminated. Our brain is contaminated. So we have to hear over and over again, I'm not this body, I'm a spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says in Chaitanya Bhagavata, we should all think, even if we don't realize it, there were eternal servants of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, Nita Karapamala. Without the mercy of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, you can't get the mercy of Radha Krishna. So we're fortunate. The Lord Chaitanya came 500 years ago to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. Harinam, 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 Evalo, Kabalo, Kaluna, Stavana, 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 Gatiyanita. When Lord Krishna comes every millennium, then Lord Chaitanya also appears. Krishna came in Dwarka Yuga in a dark complexion. Then Lord Chaitanya comes as a Chana avatar. When Lord Chaitanya came to Jagannath Puri, and he saw the deities in the temple, Jagannath Subhadra Baladev, he fainted in ecstatic love. But Sarabhuma, the watchmen, couldn't understand his behavior. They wanted to beat him. But Sarabhuma Bhattacharya was there, and he stopped them and brought Mahaprabhu to his house. Then he examined Mahaprabhu. He didn't know whether he was alive or dead. So he took a piece of cotton and he held it to his nose, and it moved slightly. And somehow or other, even though Sarabhuma Bhattacharya was the reservoir of all bad logic, although he was a Mayavadi, he could understand that Lord Chaitanya was in a mood of exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. Mahabhav. This Mahabhav is reserved for Radharani. Lord Chaitanya is non-different. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Narayana. Lord Chaitanya is non-different than Radha Krishna. Krishna's blackish. Lord Chaitanya is golden. He's black on the inside, gold on the outside. Because he comes in this age to teach how to develop our love for Radha and Krishna, how to develop that mood of separation, mood of feeling for love for Radharani. He's all-knowing, all-cognizant, but he doesn't understand the mood of Radharani, so he has to come and incarnate to so he can understand the mood of Radharani, the mood of separation, the mood feelings of Radharani that Krishna has for Radharani has for Krishna. So all these things are in Prabhupada's books, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada was on the boat coming to America. So there's only solace with Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the demigods are mixed devotees. They have devotion, but they appeal to the Lord. Here they're appealing to the Lord. Mother Earth is appealing to the Lord for help because the earth has become overburdened by sinful men. And the demigods, they don't ask. They get the darshan. Here, next verse. They go to Lord Vishnu, who is lying on the ocean, on the shore of the ocean of milk. They don't talk to Lord. They can't see Lord Vishnu. But Brahma, Lord Vishnu, in the heart of Brahma, he instructs Brahma through his heart that I'm going to appear. He says, after reaching the shore of milk, the demigods worship the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Vishnu, the Master of the whole universe, the Supreme God of gods, who provides for everyone and diminishes everyone's suffering. With great attention, they worship Lord Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk, by reciting the Vedic, the Purusha Sukta. While in trance, Lord Brahma heard the words of Lord Vishnu vibrating in the sky. Thus he told the demigods, O demigods, hear from me the order of Kirshakshayi Vishnu, Supreme Person, executed with great attention. Lord Brahma informed the demigods, before we submit our petition to the Lord, he is already aware of the distress of the earth. Consequently, for as long as the Lord moves on earth to diminish its burden by his own potency in the form of time, all of you demigods should appear there through planetary portions as sons and grandsons of Yadu dynasty, family of Yadu dynasty. So the Lord is all-knowing. He knew about the distress of the earth. 5,000 years ago, the earth was overburdened by demoniac leaders, demoniac people. So to remove that burden, the Lord came himself and created the Battle of Kurukshetra. 640 million people died on that battle. But it was only the Kshatriyas. There was no women and children. No one else. It was in the field. There was no in any village. No one else got disturbed. No one else had to suffer. But nowadays, it's different. It's the same thing is happening today, the Kali Yuga. Prabhupada, Harisaya was massaging Prabhupada at night. He said to Prabhupada, you're the only one on the planet that knows what's going on in this world. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, yes. He said, do you believe it? And Harisaya said, yes. And Prabhupada smiled. So Prabhupada was the only one that knew Kali Yuga. Everything is topsy-turvy. They polluted the water. They polluted the air. They polluted the clothes. They polluted everything you can imagine. And they don't stop. They're not stopping either. They make the fish. They want to make the fish bigger so they can sell more fish. They're killing millions of cows. They don't want to stop. They say the cow doesn't have a soul. You can kill millions of cows. Govarbhanya hitayacha shikaitaya krishnaya govindaya namamaha. The cow is a sacred animal. All the demigods were residing in his body. It's not to be killed. The cow dung, cow's urine is pure. Flies don't go near it. They use it for abhishek, to bathe the deities. They use it for medicine. They don't know that. They think of killing animals. Nothing wrong with killing animals. They're selling Prabhupada's books in or hair upward. And the Buddha is saying, you're throwing your books in the garbage, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, that's not surprising. They're throwing their babies in the garbage. It's happening today, abortion. A lady can have an abortion anytime up to 9 months before the baby comes out. They don't think they're killing anything. It's just a lump of matter. How does it grow? How does a lump of matter grow? They can't explain it. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. Ramananda Swami's disciple was an abortion doctor, committed 3,000 abortions. For every abortion, he has to enter the womb and not see the light of day. They don't know this is wrong. They don't know killing cows is wrong. They don't know taking the oil out of the earth is wrong. They don't know what they're doing, destroying the whole planet. And now the reaction has come. With no warning, this coronavirus. How is it? A virus. There have been many plagues in this world, in the world history, but nothing as it had covered the whole world. This is the only plague or epidemic that has gone to every town and village. So we should utilize this epidemic to make the epidemic of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya predicted every town and village. Prabhupada got the instruction from Bhakti Sananta when he, in 1922, speak this Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking language. Prabhupada was a householder. He didn't know what to do. He was surprised to hear that. But Prabhupada got initiated in 1933. He prepared his whole life for coming to America preaching in English. And Bhaktisiddhanta met, Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta at Radhakund. Bhaktisiddhanta told him, if you get money, print books. But what books was he going to print? Hindi books? Bengali books? What was there in English? We don't know how he could print books. There weren't any books to print. There may have been a few small pamphlets, a few small books, a few things may have been there, but Prabhupada had to write the books to print the books. So how is it Prabhupada was 70 years old, went to America, 2 heart attacks on the boat, no doctor, no nose, no ICU, no medicine. 2 heart attacks. He just stayed in his room. He couldn't call for help. No one was there to help him. He had no nurse, no nothing. But he survived. Krishna didn't want him to die. Rake Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakeke. So he survived. He said, if I had another heart attack, I would have died. Krishna wanted him to come. And when he crossed the ocean, when he got to America, the captain said, wife said, this is the smoothest crossing we ever had on the Atlantic. Can you come back with us? So scientists, so Prabhupada's purports are very heavy. He says so many things in his purports, calling them rascals, fools, calling them so many different names, decrying these modern scientists. They say life comes from matter. Can you show me anything that comes from matter? Not possible. So we should know the three things we should remember: Vaishnav Seva, Nam Ruchi, and Jiva Daya. When this first started, the calamity hit, I thought the movement would stop. But Vaishasika, he's an empowered Jiva, said, no, it's going on better than ever. He said, the book distribution is going on better than ever. How is it possible? You can't go out. You can't do anything. Modern technology. Everyone's talking. Their disciples lecturing day and night, 24 hours, all over the world. How is it possible? So, Nibandhan Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Uchite. They're using everything in the service of Krishna to broadcast his Krishna consciousness. When they're always giving a class, Bhagavad Gita, 10,000 people are listening. So So it hasn't stopped. The movement hasn't stopped. The devotees, sannyasis, they can't travel and preach, so they're going deeper into their bhajan. They're using their dime 24 hours a day. It says 24 hours a day, hear and chant, remember Lord's name, fame, quality, pastimes. They're doing that. It's an opportunity for all the devotees in this movement to utilize their time properly. Prabhupada is going to take rest in the afternoon. He said, no, I'm going to waste my time. He said sleeping was wasting time, moti ignorance. Of course, it wasn't for Prabhupada, but it is for us. So the devotees can take advantage of this adverse situation. Seems like a reversal. No public, no money in the hundi, no prasadam distribution, no book distribution. But now it's going on anyway. How is that possible? Because this movement is going to be there for the next 10,000 years. And Lord Chaitanya predicted this movement will go for the next 10,000 years. So nothing can stop this movement. Prabhupada said nothing can stop this movement. Only thing can stop this movement if we don't cooperate and work together to spread this movement. Disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta, they didn't cooperate. They didn't follow his instructions. So what are they doing? How much preaching are they doing? How many temples have they made? The Prabhupada's movement is there. The Himiskan is on the road. People come here. They go to Bank Bihari. They go to Premandir. But they come here because we're most popular temple. We're open for preaching. We give them books. We give them prasadam. They hear the kirtan. Something unusual. It wakes them up from their dull life, their life of sense gratification. We're telling people, Prabhupada's telling people over and over again, life is not meant for sense gratification. They think sex life, eating, sleeping, filling your belly, that's the goal of life. Work hard day and night so you can fill your belly, so you can get all kinds of nice things. But at the time of birth, you have nothing with you. Time of death, you don't take anything with you. So what's the use of working hard day and night for nothing? So anyway, I'd say Vaishnava Seva. Everyone should try to serve the Vaishnavas. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So chant the Maha Mantra attentively and develop a service mood. King Pratibhuja asked Lord Chaitanya, how can I serve you? Prabhupada wrote in the purport, by chanting, japa, chanting, kirtan. And the service mood will develop. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we're saying, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. So understand the meaning of the mantra. Serve the Vaishnavas, whatever you can do. Don't think I'm too good to serve anyone. Everyone can serve someone one or two times a day, five times a day, whatever. Do some service. Vaishnava Seva, Jivadaya, Paradukaduki. Prabhupada came to America because of his compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. He risked his life. He could have stayed at Radhadamodar, Vrindavan, and lived peacefully, doing his bhajan. They say, some people say, you don't have to preach. All you have to do is do your own bhajan. But this is a preaching movement. Two sannyasis came to Prabhupada, and he told one sannyasi, you stay and never leave Vrindavan. He told the other sannyasi, you'd be like the Indian Railroad. Never keep the wheels moving. Don't stay in one place for more than 3 days. Preach, preach. He wanted Loganath Swami to have a bullock cart party to preach all over India. All over the world, he's preaching, book distribution, Harinam, all these things are going on simultaneously. So this is the... Because of Nam Ruchi, if you have a taste for the holy name, if you chant your japa riot properly, then you get a taste for the holy name. Ruchi, Nam Ruchi. If you don't chant properly, if you're inattentive chanting, if you're falling asleep, then you should stand up and walk. You try to hear the holy name. If you're offending the holy name, then that will lead to all the other offenses. You'll not make advancement. You stay in the same place. People are wondering, I've been chanting for 10, 20 years. Why am I not making advancement? Because you're sleeping during japa. You're not hearing the holy name. You have to be attentive. Try to chant from the heart. Read the book, Living Name, by Satchidananda Swami. It gives a clue how to understand what we're doing when we're chanting japa. It's not something mechanical. You should have some feeling. Do it with great care and attention every day. They ask Prabhupada, what would please you the most? He said, if you chant 16 rounds all at one time. Of course, he said other things at different times. He also said, if you love Krishna, learn to love Krishna. But you should chant, try to chant in the morning, early in the morning, 16 rounds attentively. No distraction. Find a quiet place. Turn off your cell phone. Many people are married to their cell phone. They can't put it down for 5 minutes. They're eating prasadam, they're looking at the cell phone. Whatever they're doing, they're taking it in the bathroom, whatever they do. They can't stop looking at the cell phone. Cell phone's there, but you don't have to be married to your cell phone. You're trying to talk to somebody, he's looking at a cell phone, trying to do kirtan. The kirtan boy is playing with the cell phone. Put it down. Why do you have to play now? Play later. So the cell phone is there, it's a tool to hear Krishna Katha, to hear the lectures, to hear everything nicely. But we shouldn't get overly attached, distracted by it. People are overly attached, overly distracted. They lose their cell phone. It's like they died. They want to go to the police, make a court case. Someone stole my cell phone. Tragedy. My life is finished. How can I live without my cell phone? So all these things are there. Nine processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. The hearing and chanting is most important. We should always try to utilize our time for this factor. Read all of Prabhupada's books and keep ourselves alive in Krishna consciousness. Stay in the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, you can come to the mode of pure goodness. And then at the end of life, if you remember Krishna, you can go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions? Why don't you go ahead and have something? You want to say something? Because Vyasadeva is the incarnation of the Lord. And the Bhagavatam is delineating the pastimes of the Lord, Krishna. So it's non-different than Krishna. Krishna's name, form, pastimes are all transcendental on the spiritual platform. The Prabhupada told the book distributors that even if they touch the book, if they read one word of the book, they get benefited. So it's transcendental. Everything in the Bhagavatam is transcendental. There's nothing mundane. Sukadeva Goswami didn't speak anything mundane. The Maharaj preacher didn't want to hear anything mundane. So it's not a mundane literature. It's we respect the Bhagavatam, but it's not the same as chanting japa. But the different programs, different processes for purification. So we should set aside some time. Prabhupada tapasya means reading 1 hour a day. You set aside some time every day to read systematically the Bhagavatam. It's non-different than Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna speaking. Bhagavatam is about Krishna. So it's all Krishna Katha. That's all I know. Who's got a question? The question man's here. He's the question man.
So nobody was there to take care of him, no oxygen, no nothing, anything. how can we understand that we also should be in that mood, that we shouldn't go to doctor or see that we fully depend on Krishna?
Prabhupada then goes alone, no one to help him, so how should we also see that mood that, you know, that we might have no one really to help us, we should be that confident. How do we gain that confidence?
Well, if you're detached from the body, Vairagya Vidya Nija Yoga, Lord Chaitanya came to teach detachment. Bhagavad Gita says you have to cut down that tree with the weapon of detachment. If you're not attached to the body, then your suffering will go on, but you want to be experiencing in the same way we do. If you come to the mode of goodness, pure goodness, you don't experience suffering. Sukadev Goswami, at the time of death, didn't feel any pain because he was a liberated soul. Liberated souls don't feel any pain. The body may be there, the symptoms may be there, but their conscience is there. Prabhupada was translating Srimad Bhagavatam 2 weeks before his death. His body, he said, I'm just a bag of bones. He was translating purport at Srimad Bhagavatam. How did he do that? Because he understood, I'm Brahmasmi, I'm not this body. You have to come to understand I'm not this body. I'm spirit soul. At the same time, we shouldn't neglect the body. The body should be health first. Prabhupada said health first. We should take care of the body. If you get sick, go to the doctor, take medicine. Take care of your body until we can come to that platform. It's a gradual process. It doesn't come so soon, so quick. We can understand I'm not this body. We can't neglect the body, but we should take care of the body for Krishna's service. It belongs to Krishna. Sanatana Goswami, when they commit suicide, Lord Chaitanya said, that body belongs to me. You can't do that. It's a mode of ignorance.
Thank you.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki.